Sex Listener. If you hear a little bit of raspiness in my voice, that's because it's extremely early. It's about 6 in the morning. I don't sleep. We all know that. But anyways, this is Amina Ashido, ex-male listener. Yeah. So if I seem a little off when I'm reading, there's your explanation. It's 6 in the morning. Anyways, let's get started. Phew, the test was brutal, Mina said, skipping while holding her boyfriend's hand. How do you think you did? You spent the entire week studying, Wayne asked. Oh, I totally bombed it, she said unfazed. Have a little confidence in yourself, Wayne said with a shocked expression. Come on, Gumdrop. Did you actually study? She smirked, looking at him with a cockeyed brow. Wayne blushed deeply.
No.
Exactly. All that was on my mind during the test was your Wayan slapped his hand over her mouth. Seriously, babe, you don't think before you speak. Whatever, let's go home. I'm ready for a long shower, Mina exclaimed, tugging Wayan with her as she ran out the front door. I'm sorry, I can't speak this morning. Mina sprinted down the street of hers and Mayan's house. They lived pretty close to each other and spent most of their time at one or the other's house. Sorry, I had a yawn. I lost my place. Pretty close to each other and spent most of their time at one of the other's houses. Usually, whichever parent weren't home. My parents won't be home until late tonight. Let's let your mother know you'll be with me, Wayne said, opening his front door. Okay. Wayne went upstairs while Mina called her mom. He dropped his bag on the floor and dug into his drawer, into his dresser drawer for clothes. He pulled out some clothes he had for Mina, since she was at his house so often. Shower time, Mina exclaimed.
I need to sneeze. The sneeze went away. That's amazing.
Shower time, Mina exclaimed, throwing her bag onto Wyan's bed. She went into the bathroom, removing her clothes. Don't take forever. I'm gonna be done with by the time you get in. Wayne collected both stacks of clothes and set them on the countertop. Mina bent down to turn on the water, and Wayne just looked directly at her bare ass and more. He swallowed harshly, feeling his pants getting tight. Good thing he was going to take them off, anyway. Oh, someone exclaimed. Oh, someone's excited, Mina said, turning around to face him and saw the growing tent in his front pants. Mina was completely naked in front of him. And he wanted to touch her so badly it was almost painful. Get undressed and I'll take care of that for you, Mina said, pulling open the glass door of the shower. She closed it behind her and went under the shower head, water flowing over her body. Wayne gulped and bent and began to undress, dropping his collar shirt on the floor, and he slipped off his pants and undergarments.
I hate allergies. I should have took my meds this morning. Sorry about that. Okay, let's continue. I already lost my place. Okay.
slipping off his pants and undergarments, opening the glass door into the shower. Mina smirked at him and grabbed his shoulder, spinning them around. He was now under the shower head, and water ran over his body. Mina bent down and took his cock into her hand, looking back at him for a reaction. She was met with his intense stare as she slowly took him into her mouth.
Hold on, I gotta move this.
Mayan sucked in a deep breath as Mina began to rhythmic move. Her hand struck the parts she couldn't reach with her mouth. Mayan put his hand on the back of her head and gripped her hair. He didn't move her, just held onto her hair. "Holy shit, Mina," he groaned. Mina looked up at him with devilish eyes. She sped up, making Wyan moan aloud, despite him trying to hold back.
"I'm not saying that. That is too horny. We're just gonna skip the groaning part because I don't feel like moaning."
He gripped her hair and turned and tried to pull her off before he came, but Mina didn't move. "Mina, I'm gonna come if you don't
I'm not saying that. I don't know how to say that.
Wayan released his grip on her hair instead of putting them against the tile. Wayan released his grip on her hair instead putting them on the tile wall as Mina stroked and sucked his cock. She came off him with a pop and smiled. Continue to stroke him. "Come on, Gumdrop. Give me the goods." Mina, don't say that," Wayan said, extra flustered, and held his breath as Mina increased her stroking speed. "Fuck. Coming." Mina stuck her tongue out, catching the white liquid in her mouth. Some on her lip, and she stopped stroking. Wayan wiped the little semen left on her bottom lip. Wayan tensed up, and Wayan raised her eyebrow. "What's the matter?" "Cold."
"Cold. That's the end of the story. That was a one shot. I have to read more. Fuck."
Anyways, have a good day, night. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Sorry. Have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.